Pay attention.
Creepy weirdo.
I would like a strong, powerful woman to protect me.
Mm-hmm. He'll fight for America.
Yep. Poopy Square.
The Playable Characters Podcast.
Hey, everybody. We're here. The Playable Characters Podcast. Welcome back.
Yes. Playable Characters.
We made it.
Awesome.
Episode something something.
Yeah, episode something. I've been told we should start telling people to do all the other the ratings and stuff in the beginning of the episode.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
We guys, so, while we have your attention.
Please, if you're listening to us and you're like a rich person and you have an iPhone, give us that iTunes review, man. That's what
review,
we need.
Give us the ratings. We have good ones. We just need more, apparently.
Yeah.
Send us an email, playablepodcast@gmail.com. Twitter is @playablepodcast. And interact with the crew here.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher. We're on Podbean. What else are we on?
Google Play Music. Okay, iTunes, all that
Facebook,
stuff.
Facebook, you know.
We're on Facebook. We got on Facebook, guys.
We did. We finally did it.
Okay. This is amazing. I don't know how we keep getting these people in the studio.
I mean, I reach out to like 100 people every week, and yeah. You know, it's hard.
And this is amazing. We have it's a very popular, weird, fun as hell game, I want to say.
Yeah.
That he's with us. It is the host of Super Smash TV.
Hi.
How are you, man?
I love it. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I mean, you look like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is. I
dressed for the occasion.
He really did. He was on the podcast.
I'm wearing my best suit.
That's your best suit.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
So, if you guys, it's a classic game. It was an NES game, and now
it was an arcade game.
It was an arcade game, yeah. Right? I believe.
Yeah, yes. Arcade.
It started as a show. Maybe some of you had heard of where we put people in a booth to grab money.
Yeah.
Yes. You remember these.
Yes.
These shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
You put them in a booth and something short-circuited and I decided that someone was taking too long in the money booth and I hit her with a baseball bat. And thus was born Super Smash TV. Huh.
Just like that.
Wait, yes.
Interesting.
They thought it would be a problem, the lawyers said. And it turned out it was a ratings coup.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly popular.
So people were into it.
People were into the money.
Right.
And the death.
And the prizes, right?
Do you boys mind if I do some blow?
It's like, you're from.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Where did the blow come from?
Ah.
Yeah.
He's just got it out of at all times. Wow. So, yeah, especially me. It was such a funny, crazy idea for a game. You're walking around. You're a guy with no shirt, right? Or two guys, or three or four, with a gun.
It was a white guy and a black guy, right? White guy with no shirt, black guy with no shirt.
I think
right?
so.
Yeah.
And you just literally blow waves and waves of people away.
Yes.
With guns.
Yeah.
But they volunteered.
That's weird. Wait, so everybody's a volunteer? The contestants?
Everyone
and?
Is a volunteer. It's like, you know, cathartic. I'm sorry, my verbal processor isn't correctly computing as fast as it should be because of the cocaine.
Yes, clearly.
How does your robot body process cocaine?
Yes, thank you for
acknowledging. Wait, you have a robot body?
Yes, I'm glad somebody watches the show.
To be honest with you, if you've ever seen
the show, you'd know that I'm not just some crazy host. Some Bob Barker type, but was programmed by some of the greatest scientists ever to use Windows 98. You see, I am one of 5 or 6 hosts models.
Or 6, you're not sure.
I'm not, they don't, they keep me in the dark. But here's the thing. If you've ever seen an episode where somebody beats the arena,
okay.
I'm the final boss.
Oh. I have seen, yes.
And I'm half tank.
That's right.
Yes.
Every woman I've slept with has died.
Oh, my God.
My penis is a cannon. A literal cannon.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
I have to ask.
That's all the info you need.
No, I need more info. I need definitely
I agree.
More info.
I certainly agree about that.
Are women, like, once they see, like, I don't know. I guess they, I mean, I don't know how they wouldn't know that you're a tank. But once they
you can't really hide your tire.
Are they prints. Are they consenting? Yeah. Like, why don't they, like, change their minds once they see
I
you're
like
a tank?
I like to sneak it up on them.
Oh, my God.
Which is the opposite of consent.
Yes, that is the opposite of consent.
But sometimes.
I'm glad you have the programming.
I'm a robot that has learned to feel.
Oh.
And I need human contact.
Well, that's nice.
So.
We could shake hands if you want.
I love it.
He's really shaking
hands. We're shaking hands, yeah.
Yeah.
When a woman sleeps with me, she is often befuddled by my feet that turn into tank tires.
Tires? Treads?
I'm not sure.
You can't
for
see
a
them.
Robot, you seem to not know much about your own body.
I don't know much about basic mechanics. I was only programmed to do drugs and touch people.
Wait a minute. Why do we have a theme of like weird rapey stuff?
Well, yeah, lately, I know. It's a hedonistic society in the year of our Lord, 1999.
It was. It was the Bill Clinton era. With
what do you mean was?
He might still be.
It's Bill Clinton was very easy hedonist.
It's still 1999.
He might still be stuck in 99.
Yeah.
Like the Y2K thing.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Does not compute.
Do you have a name?
My name is Earl.
Hey, okay.
Oh. Is that like the TV show?
The TV show. I learned English by watching TV. My name is Earl, of course.
Wait,
was only as a pilot that I read because it wasn't out yet in 1999.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to
catch.
Thought it was going to be an acronym, but I guess not.
Is your name Earl or is your name My Name is Earl?
My name is Earl.
Should we call you My or should we?
Yeah, whatever works for you. I love it.
Wow.
He hasn't said big prizes yet.
Total carnage.
There you go. What are some of your classic the catchphrases?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Which, surprisingly, was not a copyright infringement.
Really?
On the film RoboCop, another film that depicts a future dystopia.
Yeah.
I also would like to give a shout out to the movie Running Man for letting us take everything from them. It was actually a coincidence because, as I said, we came up with the show when I beat that woman to death in the booth.
Oh, you didn't say it was to death. It was to death.
I should have added that.
I thought it was a couple of whacks. No, it was a full on.
How do you get around the legality of what you and your human masters do?
Well, it started with early reality television. basically, you can do whatever you want on television. It's in the Constitution, which you can read on Encarta. If you would bother to purchase a copy or steal one.
Are you friends with Mavis Beacon by any chance?
I don't know who that is.
She teaches typing, apparently.
Ah! Yeah.
She's a black woman who teaches typing.
Yes.
Yeah. It came with Encarta, usually.
Encarta will teach you that, basically, your rights as a human being don't count in the digital or visual world.
Visual.
If you volunteer for a reality show, it's no holds barred.
Yeah, anything goes.
Yeah,
no holds barred. Another great movie.
Yes.
Starring Hulk Hogan.
Devolving into a movie.
Starring Hulk Hogan.
I will tell you that before I worked on this show, I was an operator at Movie Phone.
Which was around in 1999?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was a height
you could
of
see
Movie Phone, probably.
Great films like
such as
Toy Story 2 or Fight Club. And that was my first job.
What time can we see those movies?
7:40. 7:41.
What?
That's a quick.
Oh, these. I'm looking at the trailers list.
Oh,
the trailers.
You still have that information inside you.
Yes.
Just kind of.
So you know that.
Well,
but you don't know.
I got so used to it.
Right.
Good to know you know that, but not tank tires.
Some things don't need to. Don't need to be known. Some things. Wow.
So can I ask? So how do you provide your contestants with weapons?
Oh, well, that's easy. The United States government is one of our sponsors. I don't know if you're ever watching TV and you see GoArmy.com.
Yeah.
When you see that, remember that guns paid for that show.
Is it GoArmy.gov or .com?
It's .com, but it goes back to .com.
Okay. It links back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a sale.
So if you go online on maybe your iMac or your Palm Pilot, you will see that GoArmy.com pays for many of your favorite TV shows.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. Family Matters. And Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Martin. All paid for by guns and people enlisting.
So
why
all...
not take it a step further and actually show the guns that they're selling.
Oh, is the Army paying for all black sitcoms?
Yeah, yes. I'm curious about this.
It's a sad truth that I came on your podcast to discuss. That systemic racism has led to a type of class warfare that ends with more minorities going to war on behalf of America.
I never thought we would learn something from a cocaine snorting robot.
But the good news is, war's awesome.
Jeez.
If you want some good training, come on Super Smash TV.
Yeah, let's go back to the actual game.
I love it.
We know you do.
Yes.
So, like, you'd throw, it was kind of like a map or like a maze in a way, a labyrinth, if you will, different rooms. The contestants, I guess, would go in, and you would just unleash sometimes hundreds of people. You said willing.
Yes.
Like, you know, volunteer to get blown to bits.
Well, the volunteers are the ones doing the beating and the shooting.
Oh, so who are the
hundreds
of
Mr. Shrapnels.
Yeah.
The shooters, they're enslaved.
Oh, my goodness.
They're actually...
Like prisoners or something?
Most of them, yes, have... large debts that they need to pay to society in some way. Some of them are fighting because they were imprisoned for child touching or parking tickets.
Oh.
Either one.
It's a wide spectrum.
It's only those
it's a
two?
Very well, parking is very important.
I guess.
And if you get a ticket and you don't pay it, you're basically stealing from the government, and that's treason.
Oh, right,
100 years in prison.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Or child touching, which is 50 to 75 years.
Which is
a little bit
less.
Worth.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
so we should not be rooting for. I mean, how do we know if they're child molesters or just parking violations?
Yeah. You're not allowed to ask. Yes, the red ones are the parking ticket violators.
So
the
black
and
the
blue
guys
ones
are the parking guys, and then the white guys. The white guys.
I think everyone is one uniform
like
color. Yeah. It's like The Simpsons, but
yellowish.
A little tanner.
So. You would give the enslaved, would you give them money or guns, I guess, because when they got shot, the volunteers could pick those up and use.
Not only do you are you freed from the colonies where we enslave you.
Okay. Do we have
to,
slave
to break rocks up
in the 90s
into,
apparently.
This is a very weird United States of 1999.
Yes.
Well, we were young, so maybe we didn't know what this stuff was going on back then.
If you think this is scary, wait until I start telling you about this Y2K phenomenon.
What's that?
Every computer is going to get shut down, including me.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What steps are you taking to prepare for this?
None. I'm ready to die. I've seen too much blood in my time.
That's why you're doing cocaine, probably. You're trying to enjoy yourself.
I love it.
I used to think, like, when I first played the game, the arcade, I'm like, obviously, it's like futuristic. I'm blown away by a bunch of robots. But then you look closer, it's like, no, that's blood. That's blood spewing from those robots.
Yes.
So they're real people.
Those are real people. But the thing is, if you volunteer or if you're trying to get out of prison, we offer plenty of cash. Sometimes people make $1 billion on the way out or they die.
Yeah. Or you get a new
Either is better than prison. Or you get a new toaster.
A new toaster
or a VCR.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good VHS cassette?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. We got to tell them about that, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes it seems like that's not enough to justify maybe you could die.
That was so weird, too. Like, you'd be sitting there shooting people, blown away, and then it's like, oh, shoot, I got to pick up this VCR for it. They had to carry the VCR around with them.
Yeah. Yes.
They were big back then.
If you die while holding the VCR, your family still gets it.
Oh,
that's nice. That's nice.
And everyone in the audience gets a bottle of Nesquik.
That's not a bear.
You're sponsored by Nesquik.
No, we're sponsored by the Army.
Oh, but you just get a bottle.
So you just get a bottle of Nesquik just because we had them lying around. Right. I love it. Do you mind if I snort some Nesquik powder?
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
I love it.
I'm a big fan of strawberry quick, by the way.
Chocolate is the one.
No,
chocolate.
I even do the banana one. Banana's
not
even
banana.
It's fine.
What? It tastes like artificial.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, no offense.
I eat batteries.
It's a little better than batteries.
I mean, do you have to eat batteries or you do them for fun?
No, I do it for fun.
So, when you get damaged during fights, who repairs you?
Yes. No one. They discard pieces of me, depending on what falls off. Usually, the contestant makes it all the way through, since you have unlimited credits.
Yeah.
Unlimited credits means I almost always die at the end of the arena.
And oh, no.
As long as you spend the time.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds very traumatic.
However, pieces of me will still live on.
How?
In other robots.
Oh, okay.
Like Mutoid Man, for example.
Yes, Mutoid Man is actually, I have a Mutoid Man arm.
Really?
From a previous Mutoid Man.
Okay.
Huh. And still no legs.
Like you
or
have,
penis.
What do you mean you have? Like for show at home?
No, it's on my body.
Oh, that's okay.
That's a Mutoid arm you're seeing.
Yeah, look at that.
That's
left
why
arm.
It's enormous.
Yeah.
Next to my left
yeah,
arm.
That's true.
Which is a baby's arm.
I was going to ask, but. Yeah.
I hold the mic with the Mutoid arm, and then the baby arm I use for. Pleasuring myself.
Whoa. Okay. My goodness.
Pleasuring
Wait,
your
so you're a robot?
Are you able?
Yes. Yeah, how do you pleasure your cannon?
Well, I don't touch my cannon. There are many erogenous zones on the android body.
Oh.
You don't have to just focus on the cannon.
That's an upgrade.
Can you tell us which ones? What are the erogenous?
Nipples.
Okay.
Nose.
Nose.
Obviously. From all the cocaine.
Yes. Yes. Okay, right. Yes.
And that's it. When I said many androgynous zones, I meant two.
I think we have more as humans, maybe.
Yeah, oh. I think so too.
Good for you.
Wait, so the nose?
My life is a sham.
So the cocaine is like sex cocaine for you almost.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I've orgasmed 5 times since being here.
Oh, wow.
I haven't even noticed. It's amazing.
I love it.
I would love it as well, probably.
My goodness. I don't even know what questions to ask him. What do you want to tell us, Earl? My name is Earl.
Well, I came here today.
Besides the systemic racism in America.
Yes. To tell you guys that Y2K is real.
Yeah.
Y2K will mean the end of civilization as we know it.
Maybe.
And we've built such a great civilization. We have tall buildings and murder on TV. Why won't anyone pay attention to me?
That's pretty much it. So we have murder. Yeah. So, what? By the way, did all this show, like you said, early stages of reality TV, was it on like basic cable? Was it on like regular?
It was CBS.
CBS. Oh, Eric's wow. murder CBS. Show.
CBS loves throwing money at people.
That is true.
Yeah.
Murder is just one step away.
Yeah.
So you talk
whatever
about-
they'll do, whatever they want for ratings. You can watch two strangers, fuck in a pool.
That's true. That's Big Brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, how do you know about Big Brother?
Oh. My sentience as a robot had me predict what other universes would put on TV, and I count that as regular TV.
Can you tell us who's going to win the NBA Finals this year?
Sure. LeBron.
God.
With a bucket. He's on fire. I'm sorry. Some glitch came into my system.
I think you kind of got crossed.
I love it.
So you have a sentience.
This is what I want to say to LeBron James when he's up against the Warriors. Good luck. You'll need it.
What was your question?
No, I was going to say, so you have a sentience that allows you to see into the future / alternate universes.
I like knew LeBron when he was 2 years old.
Oh, so you figured it out from knowing him.
Yes.
As a baby.
He was a 6'7" baby.
That's huge. A poor mother.
Wow.
Of his.
It was a C-section.
I hope so. Wow.
I feel like you're not being used to your full potential.
Yeah. No. You think these fucking assholes would give me a real job? I was this close to the Gong Show.
Really?
And they gave me this shit. I don't mean to get upset. It's just a robot could be doing so many other things.
Yeah, I mean, you're a robot who doesn't have feelings, so I understand. Now, who is putting you, who gave you the gig? Was it CBS? Do you have an agent? Or
who are your masters?
Like, how'd you get the...
Your creators.
Yeah.
I have the same agent as Johnny Five.
Oh, man. He's done nothing.
And that guy... He had 4 or 5 movies.
Yeah, he's done plenty. That's a lot.
He's done so much.
Well, not in a long time.
I mean...
Maybe now.
Was it 4 or 5? There's only 2.
Yeah.
Oh, 2.
How many short circuits?
I can't count. I short circuit.
Is this your alternate universe?
Yes.
Okay.
Where he is the number one. And his son is in the film WALL-E.
Oh, okay.
That does look like his son.
I wouldn't mind living in a world where there's 5 short circuits, to be honest. It was a great movie.
It was a fun series.
Yeah. So
very racist. He had the guy. He had the white guy playing the Indian guy.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, his friend was
Johnny Five. Yeah,
yeah, that guy. He's white. They just brown faced him, right?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it. Oh man, well, I guess you love a lot of stuff. I can't judge you for that.
Yeah,
but that was pretty upsetting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to get a job in the movies like that. But I haven't branched out yet because they don't want to give it to me.
Well, are they roboticists?
Because I've burned too many bridges in the entertainment industry.
You're a giant tank, though. It would be hard to put
you in a movie. Yeah. Yes. It would be. Unless the movie is Saving Private Ryan at 8:41. I'm sorry.
Why is it 8:41?
Again, it's a trailer. That's the trailer. Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah, why couldn't they make a movie like a giant robot tank dude? I'd see that.
Yeah.
They made Tank Girl.
But she wasn't a tank.
When is it going to be a man's turn?
Yes, let's talk about that.
Actually, yeah. Speaking of, you said you talked about love. Have you ever asked your masters to build you like a robot girlfriend? Oh. Or like
yes, I have. And they've built several for me. They're on the show. The women you see are also androids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They are scantily clad. Mm-hmm. It is an impossible standard of beauty for young girls to live up to. And that's what we want on TV. Murder and ruining your self-esteem.
Yeah. Yeah, when you come out in the beginning and say good luck, those two women that are with you, they're the ones you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Sandra and Sandra 2.
Oh.
They didn't even bother naming her, and I don't care. Their mouths are big enough for my cannon penis.
Are their mouths made of, like, titanium? So
do you fire the cannon?
Yes. I mean, no, nothing gets fired. I had a vasectomy. A tank to me.
Oh my goodness!
You seem to really understand humor very well. You just made a really good pun.
Yes,
it's kind of a hard thing for AI. AI is not good at humor.
Wordplay is my specialty.
Wordplay.
Good luck. You'll need it.
Man, what were some of the craziest moments you've seen on the show? I mean, obviously besides
lot of them happened backstage.
Oh,
see. If you want to get the murder looking great on television, you got to start in the green room.
Really?
Yes. All the energy comes from the green room. Huh. Sometimes I'm getting makeup done. A weird thing for a robot to have.
Yes.
That's true.
You'd think they just program my face to look good on TV.
Right? A little polish, maybe?
But I'll go through 3 or 4 makeup people.
Wait.
Just killing them.
Hold on. Wait.
Just to get in the mood for the show.
So it's hard to get in the mood to see?
Yes. Okay. You do it day in, day out.
Yeah.
People die every 15 seconds or so.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of budget does the show have? Because you're murdering a lot of people. I mean,
they're
I feel
not
like
paying them, obviously.
No, well, you're paying makeup people? Artists, right?
It's like,
I'm assuming.
They are all union.
Yes. That's expensive.
That is expensive. Well, that's why I kill them. Before paying them.
Oh, okay.
But everyone in their family gets a free VCR.
Still. They still get the VCR sent.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm surprised there hasn't been like an expose or something about
well,
this.
Well, I mean, we're doing it.
Yeah, I guess we're, I guess
it's
we're
us.
Doing
it's
it.
Playable, yeah. Playable characters.
Well, I mean, My Name Is Earl is the one who's really exposing
My Name Is Earl.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. But instead, I got wrapped up in this murder show. What I wanted was a talk show, like Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah is my hero.
Really?
Yes.
What intrigues you about Oprah?
All of her feelings laid bare. I wish I could feel as much as Oprah feels.
No one feels that much.
I wish I could give everyone a car. A half car body. I wish everyone were torso. And the bottom half were cars. I love it.
Is that your dream, like, you know, utopia there? Just like,
yes. My dream is to start a destruction derby with half people, half car centaurs.
Oh, my goodness.
That murder each other on television.
They're like cent cars.
No money needed. Thank you.
That does sound
cent
pretty,
cars.
That sounds pretty cool.
That could be a good show.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, wait, hold on, mate. Wait, do you know about BattleBots?
No.
I mean, that's right up his alley. Or he might be upset. No, BattleBots is a show.
It's like a worse version of your show.
In the future, where we are, that robots just fight each other to the death.
Yeah.
What?
Humans create robots and they fight each other.
They're very rudimentary, though. They don't have guns or anything.
How dare you?
They have, like, blades sometimes.
No!
Yeah.
My family!
I shouldn't have put it up.
Those are real robots who feel.
I don't know if they feel.
I don't think they feel.
How dare you?
I should have brought that up.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, are you familiar with Mega Man? I mean, that's another guy.
Yes.
Who's a robot who fights other
another
robots.
Hero. How many dicks did Mega Man have to suck to get that job?
I think
12 games? Do we really need 12 games?
He's got a lot.
Probably not.
Did you try to audition for Mega Man's job?
I tried to audition for Robotnik when I was I gained a lot of weight. Okay. I gained a lot of weight and I had a goatee phase. And that was in my younger days.
You could have done
they
that.
They gave it to someone else.
They gave it to a human.
Yes.
That's really messed up.
They gave it to a human. He knows nothing of robots.
No. It's an evil
Big prizes.
He's just a Polish guy, right? Robotnik. Is that Polish?
Robotnik.
Dr. Eggman.
What they call him.
Yeah. Robotnik. That's pretty good. Robotnik, yeah, he's got these puns.
I can't take credit for it. The Hedgehog came up with it.
It's true, he did.
On the show.
Wait, yes. He was on your show?
The cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon.
That I watch.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Which did come out before your time. So
yes.
What time is that cartoon on?
That cartoon is on at 7:31 a.m.
Oh, he's on the ones.
Yeah.
Like traffic and transit on
well,
the
he
ones.
Doesn't want you to waste time watching the intros, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's probably what it is.
It's very thoughtful of you. Thank you.
You watch all
thank
the. Do you watch the Super Mario show?
I love it.
With Lou Albano, who's dead now.
Oh, yeah. Captain Lou Albano.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
With the rubber
it's
bears.
Sad that people die.
Yeah. It is. Like you've seen so many, though.
Wait, no.
I don't have to die ever.
Wait, do you think it's sad when people die?
Yes. Just like I'm sad when robots die.
But what about all the people on your show that died?
Well, that's funny.
Right, the context.
If it's funny and on TV, it doesn't count.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think I made this clear earlier.
Yes.
Yes, right.
I said, I love it.
Yeah, you do.
He's on fire.
What? Getting some line
fancy moves.
Also, I have to ask, who is your cocaine supplier?
My cocaine supplier is Johnny Depp.
Wait, wow. What?
Yes. He was prepping for the movie Blow this year. I believe it comes out in a few years from now.
Yes.
In order to do it, he did a lot of cocaine.
Hmm.
He likes to hang out with subjects. Before he to build a role. And he thought I'd be a great person to shadow, and then decided there was nothing there. So now I'm the premise for one of the characters in Magnolia. Yes. The game show host.
Oh, yes. That makes perfect sense.
Look for it this year. The end of 1999.
So your show is kind of like...
What time will that be playing? Oh,
yeah. That will be playing at no times available in your area.
Oh,
it is 3 hours and 9 minutes and very boring.
So listen, your show was kind of like a more violent but fun American Gladiators in a way.
Yes.
You know?
Both American Gladiators. I don't support the use of... steroids.
Okay.
And they clearly are juicing.
Yeah.
They clearly are.
So you're not a fan of that.
I'm glad you have a line that you don't cross.
Yeah.
I mean, there's women that are not that muscular.
An android must have a code.
A barcode?
What's
a barcode to scan to know which android it is.
Right.
And who it belongs to.
Wait till he hears a QR
I
code.
I was going to follow up with the code question when you guys, the joke took left and I can't go right anymore.
You can follow. Go for it.
No, but he told me the code. It's
okay.
It's a code to scan. It's not a code to like a thief's code or
like
something.
An honor code.
Yeah. Okay. Is there an honor code as well? No. It's just a barcode.
I don't like anyone who stabs somebody in the back where their barcode is.
All right. How do you
disrupts the scanners?
How do you feel about when humans portray like robots? Like you know, like Star Trek: The Next Generation.
It's racist.
Okay, that's what I thought you would say. It's kind of like a
Data. Can eat my cannon dick.
Cannon dick.
Resistance is futile. My cannon dick.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the line I remember from that movie.
I feel like you're
showing at 7:31.
Always.
A lot of things at 7:31. Yeah.
I mean, that's the ideal time to watch. I guess. Around 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can eat dinner and then you go right to the movie.
Yeah. Or you can, you know, go into a TV game and kill people.
Yeah.
That's true. All are welcome.
So how many volunteer, people did you have volunteer to be the shooters, like to be the people who tried to win it all?
Well,
they're prisoners, he said.
The prisoners are not volunteers, but the volunteers we do have that are cast, have roughly 1 billion people.
Really?
For as you know, society is not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
At least 1 billion of the 7 billion people on Earth are starving.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they will volunteer. Maybe just a sandwich. The ringing hurt my brain. I've been scrambled.
Try not to malfunction. We'll get you some cocaine.
Darn it. Dink it. Ah. Ooh.
All right. We're going to cut all this out.
Cut what out?
No, nothing. Nothing.
No, it's okay. Here, we got you some coke. Don't worry.
I love it.
So we got to wrap it up, and we're going to play a quick game with you, Earl.
Sure.
So what? Anything you want to tell us?
His name. It's my name is Earl.
Sorry, my name.
My
is
name
Earl.
Is Earl.
Anything you want to leave? You know, any words of wisdom for anybody? Or
I'd just like to say, good luck. You'll need it.
That's perfect.
Thanks so
perfect
much.
Advice.
So this. Okay. So have you ever played? You probably have fucked and killed a lot of people, but you played the game Marry, Fuck, Kill?
I've never heard of this.
Okay, This is the game that we play. We call it Wed, Bed, Dead.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to give you three. We're going to give three video game characters, and you have to decide who you'd like to wed, bed, or dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say that marriage is a sham pushed on by humans and should be dismantled.
Where have you?
But I will play your game.
Okay, awesome.
Are you more into like?
Wait, were you married
or are you polyamorous?
I was married.
Okay.
Aww.
She left me.
Robot or human?
For a Ford Bronco. A Ford Bronco half man. He's literally half the man I am, size wise.
Right.
You are quite. Yeah, it was hard to get in the studio. You're huge. You're a huge tank.
Yeah, we're in an Air Force hangar right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here are the choices for the for this session of a Wed, Bed, Dead, and one of them is so right up your alley.
This
right
is all randomly generated.
Yeah. Beep, yes. Bop, boop, boop, beep. Yeah, so the choices are, I mean, this is perfect, I think, for this. I swear to God, this is all random from before. Clank from Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, perfect. Oh. This is great.
I mean, that's a great choice for you.
All right.
We have Jin Kazama. Is he from Tekken?
Yeah, Tekken, yeah.
I'm not sure which one he is, but he's a Tekken warrior, a Tekken fighter.
Is that the
from
guy with
Tekken 3?
With the head?
What
with
year
the
were these games
right
made?
We can look them up and show you.
I think for a second was actually 96, 97.
Yeah.
But Jin is 99?
Okay.
I think he's right in
here. I think I already know which one I want to fuck.
and then this is a fun one. Bear Hugger from Super Punch Out.
I love it.
Yeah, so Clank, we got a little tiny robot, we got a super ninja warrior guy, and a huge fat boxer are the choices. So
obviously I'd kill the fat boxer.
Really? How come?
Why?
Yes. I've seen so much death. I'm used to it.
Okay.
And if I have to kill someone, it certainly won't be a baby robot.
Right.
I love it.
Okay, so you're going to kill?
Kill Bear Hugger.
Kill Bear Hugger. Marry Clank.
Oh.
And fuck the other one.
Why are you going to marry Clank? Why do you just...
I've never had fun playing Tekken. So I want that to happen once and then forget about it. Clank serves as half human, half robot, or half... rodent.
Right.
I'm not sure what...
No, he's a robot.
Clank. He's full robot.
But what is Clank's partners?
Ratchet.
Ratchet.
He's Ratchet like a is Lombax.
A, yeah.
He's a... yeah.
He's a Lombax.
Who
he's
even like knows what that is?
Yeah, no one.
He's exactly. Like a space cat.
But it sounds a lot like half human, half car.
Yeah.
And so I'm into it.
Yeah.
Just the robot half.
Yeah.
I could... wife that hoe.
Goodness. He's got some good lingo.
I mean, he knows all the raps
from
the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that makes a lot of sense, what he said. So you're going to, okay. So you're going to, so you're more of a Street Fighter guy, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Who isn't? I really like that Blanca.
Yeah.
He electrifies me.
Oh, funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, he may be on the podcast soon. Who wants to go next?
I can go next.
You want to go next? Take you got your choices already.
I can go next. Okay. Jin is a dude.
Who's yeah.
Yes. Okay. He's a son.
He's like
of
a Korean dude.
He looks like every other Tekken character.
What's wrong with having sex with a dude?
I just got to know what my options are before.
Okay.
He's a Japanese guy. He's like.
Like Seinfeld says, there's nothing wrong with that, as you know.
True. Sure. He's half devil.
He's half devil?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he's kind of. Is he evil?
Like Hellboy.
He's not evil. I mean, how evil can you really be? You know?
I don't know what that means, Kel.
Just saying. You know, he's a little mean, but.
Okay.
He's a provider.
Okay.
Oh, boy. This is very difficult.
He's rich. He's rich as hell.
We've got Clank, half devil Jin, and then what's the third one?
Bear hugger.
Bear hugger. Jesus.
Giant overall wearing boxer.
He's probably poor.
Yeah, I think I'm going to kill bear hugger.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, right? That's two for bear hugger so far.
Because I don't want to marry a giant overall wearing boxer or have sex with a giant overall wearing boxer. Okay. Right?
You're missing out.
I think I will marry Clank, right? Because he can like turn into a helicopter and do all kinds of shit. Like, you know, so you could. He can turn to a bridge. He can turn into a lot of stuff.
I love it.
Yeah, see, he's very useful.
He's very intelligent. His voice is very soothing to talk to as well.
Yeah, he has a good robot voice. And he's like a multi-tool, you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you, Alup.
That was a terrible impression.
That's not. That's not
yeah, I tried. I went for it. Cut that out.
I will cut that out.
No, don't cut it out.
And then I guess I'm gonna bed. Jin.
Wow. So the same choices as my name
yeah,
is Earl
I mean,
over
he's
here.
Very logical. Yeah, not, he yeah. made the right choices. So
big prizes when you marry a robot.
That's true.
A fuckbot. Why choose fuck versus marry when you can marry the fuckbot?
That's true.
Mm. I don't mean to objectify objects.
Sometimes it's just clear.
You can't help you know? Sometimes objectifying yeah. objects.
I think this is a tough one. I think I'm going to.
I know what you're
gonna
do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Who would you want to spoon with?
That's the thing. and that's the marry guy, right? Because spoon could probably because you're not gonna fuck.
Spoon, he's gonna protect you. You know.
You can't spoon after you fuck somebody. Jesus, you guys are.
You could.
Monsters.
Oh no, you can. You could. I'm not saying I don't.
Okay.
I'm gonna marry. Bear hugger.
I knew it.
100%. I knew it.
Look, I mean,
why?
I don't know why. I'm thinking of these choices. I'm not totally sure.
He's gonna protect you, right?
I know.
He's gonna protect me. First of all, that's always my thing.
From Lil Mac.
But, I mean, he's like 8 feet tall. No one's gonna mess with you if you walk around with bear hugger.
You're 7 feet tall.
Look, cuddling feels good, and he's a bear hugger. He's just like, the big cuddly guy. I think it might be nice sometimes, you know.
Sometimes,
sure.
I'll fuck Clank.
Okay.
Because again, if you have a robot in this world, do they have a special attachment?
Yeah, he could possibly have a fleshlight option. Or something.
Have a fleshlight or something. So that might be interesting. And yeah, I'm probably gonna have to kill Jin Kazama.
He's a devil, and you're very religious, right?
Not at all. Yeah, not a fan of Tekken either. But I think they'd just be kind of fun. Like, yeah, one more shot at Tekken, just kill the. Is he a main guy? Is he?
Yeah, he's like the main character.
Is he?
Oh. All
right, so he looks like a Dragon Ball Z guy, kind of in a way.
Well, I mean, sort of.
It's our studio audience.
Who that is?
Studio audience.
The Peanut Gallery. Chimed in.
Tekken fan.
Applause! Applause! Applause!
So those are my choices.
Really, he's just a bunch of shitty polygons. That
yeah.
Like
so, Calvin.
I. This is insane. Okay, you know what? I would actually.
You have to bang a guy this time.
Oh, no,
can't
I
get
will.
Away from
oh,
it.
I will. Don't worry. I would. Well, actually, I would kill Clank. I'm very sorry about
really?
It.
Oh.
I would kill Clank.
I don't Watch support out. Your decision.
How come?
I'm very sorry. It's no offense, my. But the reason why. Because, like. I mean, there's no lubricating components to him. So, like, what am I going to do?
We don't know that.
I do know that.
I mean, he's got oils
I mean,
and stuff.
Not that I've done, like, extensive amounts of research on Clank. But, like, look, where am I going to do? I can't fucking eye socket. It's gross.
Yeah. Mouth?
No. He's a human or robot.
He's a robot. No, he's clearly
he's
a robot.
Robot.
He's definitely a robot.
That is the proper nomenclature. Roboman.
He's a Roboman. Okay. But no, I mean, I just, and then Clank gets all pedantic and like, it's a lot of talking. I don't want to deal with it. All
right.
So he can go. I would fuck the bear hugger.
Because now we understand what he likes.
I have no idea what he likes.
Look.
Well, you're into bears.
I mean, that's besides the point.
It's a gay thing. Bears, you get it, right?
All right,
you
know now bears I do.
Yeah. But no, but he seems cuddly. He seems like he'd be nice enough in bed. And, you know.
That's why I'm going to marry him.
No. You fuck him. You don't marry him.
I'm not fucking that.
I'm marrying Jin because I'm tired of fucking broke dudes. So, like, Jin is rich as fuck. Oh, okay. And I'm all about it. I mean.
And he has good cheekbones and he's Japanese.
He's Japanese. Yeah. You know, get some multi-culti in there.
Multi-culti.
I would love to live in a Zaibatsu. He owns a Zaibatsu.
It's
like a company conglomerate. I want to be. I'm tired.
You want to work for him? That's why you married him?
I'm literally wearing a shirt I stole from an old job. I am tired. And
Calvin Bissey wants a job.
He wants to be a salary man.
I do.
I'm going to marry the devil so I can have a nice, good 9-to-5.
I have a good 9-to-5. He'll probably die because his devil gene will burn himself out. And then I got all the money.
Devil doesn't die. Devil's around forever.
No, it's going to kill him. It's okay.
Oh, wow. Right.
I mean, I'm not going to kill him because I can't.
Those choices are crazy.
At least they were somewhat different. Please. That was good to know.
Yeah, that's good.
So, interesting. My name is Earl. Any other, anything else you want to add?
You
want to
plug
this?
Something?
Just want to tell everyone, good luck. You'll need it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. My name is Earl.
Thank you for
joining us.
Just please be careful on the way out.
And stay in school.
Oh, yeah, kids, stay in school.
Dare
to
be off drugs.
Unlike you, though.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.